Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with City of Washington Mayor Jaron Rozin about fireworks and proposed changes to the city's ordinance. The next Washington City Council meeting will be held Tuesday, August 4th. The Washington City Council has discussed fireworks over the last month as there have been multiple complaints in the police log regarding fireworks. Can you share where the council is and as far as this item's concerned?
Absolutely, Sally. So council has discussed fireworks often over the last couple years, and again, it's happening this year. Currently, it's legal for fireworks to be set off for just 2 days, July 3rd and July 4th. But council's considering to ban them outright, and that is on the table for Tuesday, and that could go either way. Some information that's important to note, regardless of whether fireworks are banned in the city limits, fireworks will still be sold within the city limits during the month of June and the beginning of July. For that reason, even if they are banned, it's likely that people will still set them off on July 4th. And legal or illegal, it's a very challenging law to enforce.
And if there are residents of the city of Washington who feel strongly one way or the other about fireworks, what would you recommend they do?
They can contact any of their elected officials to share their position. We have received a petition of people that are against fireworks. We've also received a petition in the past of people that are for fireworks. They can also show up to the council meeting during public comments and provide their opinion at the council meeting. If I'm allowed to give my opinion, which I'll give to you now, my opinion is that the fireworks in the city of Washington is a no-win situation. It's not good for people that live here that don't want them, and it's not good for people that are here that want to set them off because of being in the city limits. It's just very challenging. So unfortunately, no matter which side you're on, it seems to be a no-win situation.
And should the council decide the ordinance needs a change, what's the process for that?
An ordinance receives three readings before it goes into law. So at the council meeting on Tuesday, that would be a potential first reading. And then at the following meeting would be the second reading. And then the meeting after that would be the third reading. However, in some circumstances, you can do two readings in one meeting when a topic has been exhausted and opinions have been gathered. But it will be at least 30 days for an ordinance to become law in this scenario.
And just as a reminder, with the current ordinance, in addition to the certain days, there are also rules about where they can be used. Can you share what those are?
That is correct. The current ordinance reads that fireworks are legal on those 2 days on your property. So public property, the public right-of-way, and, you know, streets are not legal places for fireworks to be set off.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with City of Washington Mayor Jaron Rozin talking about fireworks, the current ordinance, and possible changes to it. The next Washington City Council meeting will be held Tuesday, August 4th. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.